This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. It's 2010 and Aussie gays and lesbians counted in the new year in style at hotspots in the cap cities. As many as 20,000 were at the Domain for Field Day, headed by a local act, The Preset, partying long into the night. But it was Moore Park which had the stars, including Aussie gay pop icon Sam Sparrow, who joined the Potbellies at Space Ibiza. While in Melbourne, white was the dress code for the night, as Etihad Stadium hosted popular dance party Sensation.
A new gay and lesbian support and advocacy group is to be launched in Ipswich in February. Called IpsWhat, the group aims to raise awareness of gay and lesbian issues and provide support. This in a rural area where such services are virtually non-existent. Fundraising for community groups and charity causes will also be on the group's agenda. Feb 6 will see IpsWhat's official launch in Ipswich.
A tragic end for Paul McFarlane, who's lost his long-running battle with cancer. The gay scene identity made a name for himself as a DJ in Sydney, beginning as a waiter at a nightclub in the early 70s. Since his passing in hospital, McFarlane's Facebook page has been flooded with tributes from those near to him. A funeral date hasn't been decided on yet.
Transgender women from 10 Asia-Pacific countries have formed the world's first Asia-Pacific transgender network. The network aims to fight for the transgender women's health, legal and social rights. Transgender women across age groups, religions and cultural backgrounds will be supported by the network. Planning for the next 2 to 3 years is underway, with members identifying communities most in need of immediate support and organising outreach activities.
Brand new HIV treatment is now available over the counter. A tripler stops the virus from multiplying using 3 existing medicines and can finally be bought down under. It's been on offer in the US for the past few years, and there are only a couple of minor side effects.
New Hampshire, the 5th US state to legalise gay marriage, has seen its first gay weddings, with 15 couples tying the knot as the new year rang in. Same-sex couples who've already committed with a civil union don't have to do anything. Their unions will automatically convert to marriage in 2011, or faster if they complete some paperwork. But some couples have chosen to actively mark the new law, celebrating the arrival of marriage equality in their state.
The civil union, while a good first step, we were really kind of waiting for it to become what everybody else gets.
That's Linda Murphy, who legally married her partner Donna on New Year's Day in New Hampshire.
A leading expert spoken out on Canberra's plan to trial a new system to censor internet sites, which could include GLBTIQ support pages. Senator Stephen Conroy will test the new filtering system that will block some website addresses from being accessed in Australia. Gordy Guy from the Electronic Frontiers Association says it could spell bad news for gays and lesbians.
There's feelings of guilt where there shouldn't be, and all sorts of things that people really need assistance with. And when we put in this type of infrastructure where we're proposing to shut down things that other people find offensive, it really seems like it's a slippery slope.
18,000 same-sex marriages in California will stand as legal marriages, thanks to a bill written by Democrat Senator Mark Lino. This despite the same-sex marriage laws being overturned in California at the 2008 US elections. The bill, signed by Governor Schwarzenegger last October, came into effect on January 1. It protects the marriage rights of same-sex couples who married in the state before Prop 8 passed.
Briefly in other news, Chill Out organiser Adam Wright is remaining upbeat about the festival in March and says it will have more on offer.
Along with the regular favourites, we've expanded the program to include quite a few new events. And as is always the case, it's a variety of events. I mean, there's definitely something for everyone.
Nova in Brisbane continues to come under fire, this time from activist Gary Burns, labelling the breakfast radio team boofheads for making transsexual jibes on air.
To QNN Sport, the Belgian city of Antwerp will be host city for the 2013 World Out Games. The events will focus on aspects of sports, culture and human rights.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.